We're in a political election year, which is crazy. I mean, what is this? It's a crazy year. What's the net rest of the year going to be? And the news on this corona is changing all the time. So we're reopened our office. We're here in staggered shifts. We're wearing masks. We're doing our social distancing. But it is certainly an interesting time. I'm doing a trip with my family and my parents. We're driving, not staying in any hotels, doing anything like that. We are simply trying not to touch anything. And it's weird to go on vacations and trips this summer. This would be a time of the year I would look forward to. One of the other things that hit the news really hard this week is an experience with another lawyer, Mark McCloskey, and his wife, brandishing weapons and threatening a Black Lives Matter protest that was going through their neighborhood. There has been a lot, the memes on this are crazy on social media, as well as the attention. And I understand Mr. McCloskey is on Anderson Cooper and is on Fox News and doing all these things. And he is certainly taking this and running with it, and getting as much press as I guess he can on it. I'm not saying it was planned or anything, but one of the theories on something like this is that if you get in the press for something embarrassing to you or your prof or your business, you shorten the time window in which it is in the news by just kind of maybe making a couple comments and then kind of being done with it. That is not the case with Mr. McCloskey. He is certainly extending the window of time of the exposure that this story has gotten, and that's certainly his druthers, his certainly his choice. So now the questions I get from that though is because I've talked about these protests and the rights and people's civil rights and these Black Lives Matter protests. His point I think is that this was a private subdivision. It's not public, and people broke down a gate and went through it. I don't know if that's, but brandishing a AR-15 and having your wife on the trigger of a handgun, a Walther, is the appropriate response. I've owned pistols and I've taken CCR classes before, and my recollection of the education that I've gotten in gun use is you don't pull out a gun unless you're ready to use it. And in fact, much of the good CCR training, concealed carry training, is to how to defuse situations, not how to inflame them. So that was interesting to me that their choice to inflame those situations, inflame that rather than maybe sit on your porch, wave to the protesters, give them a bottle of water. I know other people in that neighborhood who did those things, and you certainly see what brandishing a weapon like that gets. And then another friend of mine, who's a lawyer in St. Louis, not any relation to the McCloskeys, was featured in a column this week with Tony Messenger. His client was where his client was treated very differently, arrested, put in jail for doing a similar thing that McCloskey did. And I think Mr. Messenger's column wondered if people are being treated differently because of their race. McCloskey's white. My friend Brett Rich, who's a good lawyer in St. Louis area, his client was, I believe, African American. So those are the issues that are raised, and those are the questions that people have been asking me for that. Then the question becomes, and this is, as you know, is this Ask a Lawyer show, and I quoted the statute, is did the McCloskeys break the law? Now I'm not a prosecutor, so maybe I should shut up now, but it'll be interesting to see whether they are charged. We know that the St. Louis city prosecutor has been very politically involved with the Governor Greitens prosecution and some of her positions in that. Then she's been sued. And that created a lot of firestorm of controversy with Mr. Greitens, former Governor Greitens, who actually, I guess, is going to run for election sometime again. So that's in the news, like in the last 2 weeks. It's a crazy year, as we said, as I said. So the statute at issue, if you've seen it on the internet, is Section 571.030 of brandishing a weapon. And it says it is a crime when a person exhibits in the presence of one or more persons any weapons readily capable of lethal use in an angry or threatening manner. And the person commits the offense of unlawful use of weapons when they do that, and it's a Class E felony. So it'll be interesting whether the McCloskeys are charged under that statute or any other law. Certainly they had their weapon out. Was it capable of being used in a lethal manner? Well, Mrs. McCloskey had her finger on the trigger. Mr. McCloskey was pointing it at different places. She was pointing at different places. If it was loaded, I guess so. It was capable of a lethal use. I don't think you brandish unloaded weapons, certainly not at any class or any firearms training I'd ever heard of. But then again, you don't pull it out and do that unless you're going to use it, and they were clearly not going to use it. And an angry or threatening matter, you know, that's for them to decide. Now, do they have the right to protect their property, as they've been saying, from some imminent threat? That's what their position is. You know, they've come out saying they're Black Lives Matter supporters, and that they had a real an emergent sense of a threat to them. But I don't know if that continued. I mean, these protesters kept walking and kept going down the street and then went to the mayor's house to do a peaceful protest. And so that's their position, obviously. I don't know the answer to that. I'd be interested to see what Kim Gardner does in terms of charging them, and and they will certainly use that. They would use a criminal charge to continue to be in the press and make this an issue. I think this is different than the stand your ground laws. You know, you have a right to protect your home from a home invasion or from a serious attack. Now, I don't know about a parade next to your house is a serious attack, but that's where the lines become fudged a little bit, because there are many good people in these protests, and marchers and families were there and kids. Sometimes there are people in those crowds that end up throwing rocks or doing stuff to property, and maybe later tonight they kind of do that too. More they can get out of control. I didn't see evidence that this was. So those are just some thoughts on the criminal law. It sounds from the letter of the statute that. It sounds to me like they did that. Now, there's also de jure versus de facto, what's in the law versus what's really done. So I don't know what the common practice in the city prosecutor's office or different prosecutor's office for prosecuting those types of crimes. The city prosecutor's office is very busy, and then we wouldn't want any special treatment from the McCloskeys one way or the other.